With the primary election just about a month away, Republican candidates are courting party voters.
Conservative values, it's what drives America. It's what drives Jack Kingston.
I'll help repeal Obamacare in my first term or go home.
The conservative who has walked the walk.
I've never run for office, but I have over 40 years of experience in the real world.
Those ads are for Congressman Jack Kingston and Phil Gingrey, former Secretary of State Karen Handel, and former Dollar General CEO David Perdue, respectively. Congressman Paul Brown, Attorney Art Gardner, and Network Engineer Derek Grayson are also still in the mix. While they're duking it out in a crowded primary, Democratic frontrunner Michelle Nunn is running her own ad, which includes a picture of her with former Republican President George H.W. Bush.
While leading President Bush's Points of Light Foundation, we grew it into the world's largest organization dedicated to volunteer service.
She has jumped one step ahead as if she's got the nomination.
That's Stephen Anthony, a political science lecturer at Georgia State University. A Bush spokesperson tweeted the former president would support a Republican, but Anthony says either way, Nunn's move to associate herself with Bush is a good one.
She's jumping to the next stage, which is to appeal to independent voters and even some Republican voters.
Anthony says Nunn has financially separated herself from her competition. She has $2.4 million on hand. Her closest opponent is Dr. Branko Radulovaki with $86,000. The other candidates, former State Senator Steen Miles and educator Todd Robinson, have less than $1,000. Insider Advantage CEO Matt Towery says Nunn's financial lead among Democrats could give her an advantage should she make it to the general election.
She does have the luxury of being able to spend her money without having to be attacked specifically by an opponent.
But Anthony of Georgia State says Nunn's potentially easy primary could hurt her should she move forward to the general election.
On the Republican side, while they'll beat each other up, spend all their money, the one that emerges from there will have a real tight game plan and have a good idea of how their campaign structure should function.
Georgia's primary election is May 20th. Michelle Alloy, WABE News.